1. I recall that when I was a child, I longed for the freedom of an adult.
Charles' ankles, knees, and back were aching, and his eyes drooped as he stood by, watching spider-shaped AI-moving bots install an elegant silvery capsule into his electric docking station. In all of 3 minutes, these machines completely rearranged his den. According to their report, it would reduce the likelihood of injuries by 13% and increase comfort by 30%. Charles would just have to get used to the new arrangement first. He was shaking his head when his comms watch chirped again, and he answered it without thinking.
"Yes, damn it, Bert, the thing is being installed right now, for all my den is..."
"Grandpa?"
His granddaughter's shaky voice took his attention straight away from the bots to a hologram head of his daughter. Tiredness vanished in an instant. By the look of her, she'd been crying. Add to that, this wasn't her normal time to call. She'd set up a reminder to call him every 2 weeks and did it like clockwork. All of it meant something serious.
"Diana, what's wrong? What's happened? Is everything okay?"
"Grandpa, I... No... I just wanted to call and talk to you."
Charles looked at his granddaughter's crying face and his heart ached. She looked just like her mother. His eldest girl and her husband had passed in an accident. Charles and his wife had raised her.
"I wish I could just hug and hold her like when she was little."
He hadn't given her a hug in nearly 12 years, not since they moved halfway across the country.
"What happened? Is it Jeff? I told you he wasn't good enough for you."
"No, Grandpa, it isn't his fault. Well, he's choosing to leave, but that's not related."
"What happened?"
I don't want to talk about that. I messed up, Grandpa. I messed up really bad."
She started hyperventilating as she cried more.
"She messed up? How? Was she assaulted? Would that still happen with all this technology? South End might be a poor sector, but it still should have been safe." "No matter what you did, Diana, you know I'm here for you. I can be there soon. I'm coming to you."
"No, Grandpa, you don't need to do that. It might make things worse. And you're too old to travel this far. I just want you to tell me everything is going to be okay."
"Diana, I'll tell you whatever you want to hear. Everything will be all right. You are still my little girl."
Charles glanced away from the hologram as the AI-moving bots stood by, chirping for acknowledgement that their job was complete. He waved them away.
"If the installation wasn't right, I'd call them back to fix it. This call is infinitely more important."
"Grandpa, I'm calling so that in case you hear things, you know."
"Diana, I'm right here and I'm not going anywhere. It doesn't matter what I hear or what anyone says. You will always be my little girl. I'll be wherever you need me to be for however long you need me."
"I just don't know what I'm going to do."
"Don't say things like that. You're my little girl and always will be. You tell me what's wrong whenever you're ready."
"Thanks, Grandpa. I needed to hear that. Now I got to go. We'll talk more later."
Her hologram faded out, and Charles closed his eyes, breathing deep breaths in an effort to calm himself. The house's AI chirped and indicated his elevated heart rate, advising him the medical center was on notice if his condition worsened.
"Damned bots," Charles muttered. "I have a right to be upset. Someone hurt my little girl. I don't have much now other than family, and I'll be damned if someone was going to take that from me. If it comes to payback, I'll be the first to make that happen."
Even as he thought that, he knew that society was too peaceful for revenge. It wasn't the Wild West. Revenge might make the national headlines. As his breathing normalized, the top of the VR capsule opened. A mist seemed to escape it, and Charles just watched.
"Maybe an escape will give me time to cool down. My body is too old to be getting that angry."